Happy Easter weekend, Mookie.
What's going on, Fran?
Oh, you know what? It's what time on a Friday afternoon, like after supper, and I'm still in pajamas. I haven't got dressed all day.
Oh, wow. Tarps off in Calgary. 18 degrees in the sun right now.
It's beautiful here. We got like six.
It's a jacket off day in Calgary. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. No jackets. Man. Well, that's soon for us. We're wearing sweatshirts now.
It's probably going to snow tomorrow. You know what? It reminds me of the first Easter we ever spent in Calgary like 20 years ago. And it was a day like this, even warmer, like 25 degrees in the sunshine. We didn't have family, so we had a barbecue in the back deck. And we're like, oh, clouds are rolling in. It's going to rain. Wake up in the morning, foot of snow. God bless Calgary. You just never know, man. You like carpe diem. Like whatever it's doing today, if you like it, go outside and enjoy it because it's not promised tomorrow.
Exactly. And I know I didn't get the dogs out for a walk today, but tomorrow for sure in the morning. Bright and early.
My buddy growing up in high school would drive his car, like his Gremlin Pacer, around the neighborhood with the dog leash out the window. Yeah, we're all embarrassed for him.
That's awful.
He also, like, if his oil light would come on, it was one of those oil lights where he could reach in, unscrew it, and throw it out the window. He's like, I don't need oil.
What?
Yeah. Oh, Billy lived in his parents' garage. They converted that to a two-bedroom apartment for him.
Wow. And where is he now?
Good times, eh? You know what? Great question. Surprisingly, didn't keep up with him. He used to feed his dog beer in his water bowl and watch him like warble around the living room as we played pool. I'm like, what a great guy. An awesome human being. Yes.
Our dog entertains us by sitting on the floor and farting. I would never give her anything like that.
Well, nobody would but Billy. So anyway, I can't really, I shouldn't say his name out loud again. But anyway, yeah. Can I tell you about the place we stayed in Pittsburgh, the first one we moved out of? We went to Pittsburgh last weekend. My son went to try out for Duquesne University. And we're in the shittiest hotel you don't want to touch anything. You don't want to lay on the bed. Like, everything is so gross and smells like smoke. We're rolling out the cot, and there's, like, a crack pipe in there. So we go to the front desk, and we're like, hey, just so you know, there's a crack pipe. They're like, oh, someone was looking for that. Instead of, hey, sorry for the inconvenience. Like, one of their staff, you know, having a hit while they're cleaning the room. It's like, God bless you. You returned it for us.
No. So
we left. Yeah, we left. We got out of there. Oh, my God. It was so gross in there. Yes.
Okay, well, that's what we're starting with today. You got 4 minutes to tell us about this trip.
Okay, yeah. So, you know what? And you feel guilty because everyone's like, shop Canadian. Mm-hmm. Stay local. Don't travel. Go to Kelowna. Don't go to, you know, San Diego. All that kind of stuff. Buy Heinz ketchup, you know? And I'm like, well, my son got invited to go try out for the Duquesne University hockey team, which I think is a pretty cool experience. So, and the first thing you Google before you go, I'm like, is Pennsylvania Democrat or Republican? Because you're honestly thinking that stuff, right?
Yep.
You hear all the stories about they're going to check your phone, they're going to check your social media, bring a burner phone, how many less people are traveling, you know, like vehicle traffic or airplane traffic. First of all, the plane to the States we took was jam-packed, like absolutely jam-packed. And the people in Pittsburgh, man, I don't know. I looked up Pittsburgh and how they voted specifically, and they're like, it's a Democratic stronghold. They had like some not anti-Trump stuff, but hey, Trump, keep your hand off our pensions, all that kind of stuff. It's a blue collar, working class. Man, can I tell you how hilly Pittsburgh is? It's the hilliest city in North America. If you've been to San Fran before, you think it's that? No, Pittsburgh, man. I thought it was like a blue collar, steel town, on the river, you know, diehard Steeler fans, diehard Penguin fans, diehard Pirates fans. It is hilly, and people do not know how to drive. Yes, the Pittsburgh left turn. People were turning from the right side of my truck. They gave me a 2500 GMC, by the way. I've never driven something so big in my life. And people are turning left across the front of me. They have green lights where it's the first person to go decides, you know, the flow of traffic. Is it the people in front of you that get the green light? Is it you turning left? Like, it is the most insane driving ever. My son goes, if I come here, there's no way I'm bringing my car. I can't drive in this stuff. I'm like, I do not blame you. We go to the restaurant. Everything's uniquely Pittsburgh. I was trying to eat healthy. I am trying to eat healthy. So I find a salad on the menu, and it says, you know, tomatoes, chicken, a little bit of cheese, some lettuce, tomatoes, French fries. So I'm like, French fries. So I asked the server, and they're in no rush to have customer service with you. It's a busy Italian place. I'm like, okay, we'll have the salad. The French fries are in the salad. Like, if you look at the picture, man, yeah, you can't. I could not even see lettuce between the French fries and the cheese. It looked like poutine. And I had the vinaigrette on the side, which is like a brown dressing. I'm like, is this the gravy for my salad? Like, what the hell is going on? So I talked to people at the rink the next day. They're like, yeah, that's the Pittsburgh salad. So
I don't know. Anyway, I scraped most of it off. I took most of the fries off and most of the cheese. But it's not like the grater you and I have. They have some kind of industrial grater in the back that has like massive pieces of grated cheese on your salad. So once I took everything off, there wasn't really a lot left. But that was good by me. So
I always have salad, but I will have fries with it, but on the side. Not in.
Yeah. I've never seen that before. So he tries out for the Duquesne Dukes. Went to go see the campus, which is like basically attached to PPG Paints Arena. It's where the Penguins play. It's really like American campuses are really cool. Can I tell you, going through the airport, you're like, oh, there's the West Virginia. Like everyone's, it's like cosplay. There's the West Virginia women's tennis team, you know, traveling together. And there, oh, there's the USC track team all wearing their gear and stuff like that. And you go on campus and all of a sudden there's a lacrosse game on this field and ESPN's televising it. And there's a soccer game going on. Same deal. Some kind of local cable network's televising it. And yeah, so we tried out for the team. Long story short, they said you could be like, you know, in your first year, you can be like 7, 8, 9 defensemen on the team kind of thing, not play a whole ton on Division One, or you can play Division Two and play like top minutes, play half the game kind of thing. So he's like, what would I do? I'm like, that's up to you, son. But Cale Makar, who's one of the best defensemen in the world right now, like if he got the chance to play AAA 10 minutes a night or AA half the game, he's like, I just want to play. I don't care what A's are beside me. So, yeah. So, will he play there? I don't know, man. It's like $45,000 American. I think he gets a $25,000 scholarship, but still it's $20,000 a year outside of that. And that, I don't know, last I checked, is a lot of money. So, and do you want your kid, like, it's one thing to go there with him on a trip. Do you want him to live there and go to school?
Sounds like it's not a bad place to be. Like you said, mainly Democratic. And you said people were welcoming, right?
The coaches were awesome. The players were awesome. He already made friends with people from New Jersey and Chicago and West Virginia and yeah. Carolina and stuff like that. You know what? When you're playing hockey, I think when you go to school, it's different. When you go to a school that's not your school, you've hung around with your friends for years and years and years. It's hard to make friends at that level,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You need to have like a social club or work in the bar. But when you play in a hockey team, you have like 30 friends instantly, which I think is really cool. So
he went to BC. How did that, yeah, like, he's got to decide between the two?
Yeah, he made that team, Thompson Rivers University in Kamloops, and they play against Kelowna, and they play in Burnaby, they play in Vancouver, they play in Victoria Island, which I think is nicer bus trips than traveling in the winter,
right,
in Alberta, right? There's not snow in that part of the world. It's green grass and warm climates, but yeah, or he could play another year junior on his team here, so we'll talk about it, you know, like we'll discuss his options. Ultimately, it's up to him.
Yeah,
so
when's his deadline, though? What's the last, like, how long does he have to figure it out?
Like, what is today? Friday?
Yeah.
A week today. Yeah,
ooh,
a week today.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of thinking to do.
I know. And kids that age do not want to make decisions.
That's why he's asking you, right?
Yeah. Yeah. He's just like, yeah, we're not talking about it. Like, if he wants to talk about it, I'm here. But other than that, like, he just wants to, you know, let it marinate in his brain for a bit, I guess. So.
Wow. That's a huge decision. How exciting for him, though.
Yeah, it is. It is. Yeah. I mean, whatever he decides, we're good with. You know,
yeah.
Does he want to play? Like, I said, like, what if you play in Pittsburgh for a year and just get that great experience? You know, it's funny because, like, in Canada, we think we have the best hockey players in the world. And you go to a camp like this, those American players can play, man. We've gone to showcases in Connecticut and Arizona over the past few years and in Vegas. They've got a lot better. Mm-hmm. You see in the Four Nations Cup why we struggled to beat them. They're really freaking good. Like, they've got a lot better over time.
Wow. I none of our kids went that far with any sports.
Yeah.
So that is huge.
Yeah. Well, that's my story, man. Hope you enjoyed it.
It was great. It was
anyway,
great.
They love Canadians. Did I tell you the manager gave us a big hug, gave us a discount at the hotel because he's like, hey, look, we love you guys. Thanks for coming down here. We appreciate you. So, and it wasn't just because they're lacking tourists, because they're sincere people down there.
Well, I wonder if it's just, you know, wrong time, wrong place for some people. Because I've heard some, you know, bad stories. You don't know if they're all 100% true, but
right,
there have been some negative stories. And our friends, Jim and Charlene, they have a winter place down in Florida, and they had nothing, no negativity from anybody. So, and that's in Florida.
Right, and that's more the, you know, politically out there kind of states, you know,
yep.
Florida, Texas. There's a few others, you know. But even the parents we met from, like, Nebraska and Oklahoma, like, they knew a lot about Canada, and they're glad we were there, and they wanted to hang out, and they were very sincere about everything, too. So I think, for the most part, too, it's just, like, big world leaders that are speaking for us. You know, like people are just people. You connect on whatever level, and it doesn't matter where you're from, to me anyway.
Yeah. Okay. We got 4 minutes to talk about. I didn't even tell you what we were talking about with this one.
Yeah.
Katy Perry going to space.
All right, go. I didn't really see, except for she kissed the ground, apparently.
Okay, so it was like a 11-minute tops flight. So straight up and straight back down. So
right.
It was Katy Perry and a bunch of other rich people. There mm-hmm. were no pilots. It was just all automatic. Straight up and then back down. 3 minutes, I think, of weightlessness. And that was it. So there was a lot of, there was excitement. It's Katy Perry. You don't hate Katy Perry.
And you don't want anything bad to happen to her either, right?
No. Then you have actress Olivia Munn saying things like, well, what good is this flight going to do us on Earth? It's just like a ride at Disney, you know, Space Mountain. And then she said it's gluttonous, which a lot of people chimed in and agreed with. And, of course, they were all screaming when they went up. They were screaming when they went down. Katy Perry right. saying It's a Wonderful World, I believe, when she was up there. And, as you said, kissed the ground.
Mm-hmm.
It was
mm-hmm.
an 11-minute flight. To me, it just, why?
Did you find out how much they paid for that? Or was it like a PR stunt?
I thought it was more like a PR stunt because one of the women was Jeff Bezos' girlfriend or fiance.
Right.
So, and their buddies, I suppose. So they all went up together. But a lot of people, you know, negative about it because they thought it also that it was gluttonous. I don't care either way. You're just not going to get me. I'm never going to do a flight like that. I don't care.
Would you rather Katy Perry kiss the ground or kiss the girl? So I looked it up, and this same flight 4 years ago, the maiden flight on the same rocket ship cost, it was auctioned off for $28
million. $28 million.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they would have paid that. I don't think Katy Perry paid that.
I don't think so either. I don't know. Was it? So were they like hammered the whole time? Like,
oh,
could you
yeah.
watch this on YouTube or whatever?
Yep.
I totally missed that one. Yeah. The next
wow.
day, I think it was. I don't know. I think it was. I knew it was happening. I just didn't know what day, and I didn't really lock down on this or whatever. But I just heard she kissed the ground, and you know, like compared it like a Disney ride, like you just did. Like they didn't really go that far, kind of thing. It seems to me like, you know, you go to a charity event in the summertime, they have that tethered hot air balloon that goes up and down, but it's still on a rope or whatever. I don't know. Is it more like that or what?
It's a lot higher. But I went on a hot air balloon. Have you ever been on one?
I don't think I could.
So I never thought I would either. I got an opportunity. There's a guy here, Vince Mirabelli, works for Remax. He called me up one Saturday night and he says, what are you doing tomorrow? And I said, I don't know. And he said, do you want to go up in the Remax hot air balloon?
Wow.
I was like, okay, I don't even know. And then I was so scared the whole night before, but I thought, well, just do it. I mean, people do this all the time.
Right.
But as
and you don't hear about crashes very often either, right?
No, very often, yeah. But as it's going up, I said to the pilot, I said, can we go back down? I don't want to do this. He goes, nope.
Wow. How big is it when you're in the basket? Is it really a basket or like, I don't even know much about it.
Yes, it is a basket because I thought, okay, I can do this. I'll just put my hands on the sides. It's not a huge basket. And I thought I'll just look down at the floor. I'll be fine. Well, on each corner of the basket is a hole. So
no.
You can see. Yes. Oh,
is it like a glass floor, like a glass floor boat? So you can see the bottom of the ocean or what is it?
No, it's a woven basket. That's exactly what
God.
It was. And like I said, each corner had a hole that big enough that I could see the ground, you know, getting further and further away.
And I'm not calling you big or heavy or anything else too, but wouldn't you look at the ground and say, man, I hope this holds me, right?
Well, when you're, yeah, I was afraid, but it was probably one of the coolest things I've ever done. I'm glad
yeah.
I did it, even though I cried a bit here and there.
You did, really?
I'm so scared of heights.
Oh my God. Then why'd you do it?
Because it's cool.
Okay. Who do you think went higher, you or Katy Perry?
Katy Perry for sure,
yeah.
But I didn't kiss the ground when I got out.
No. But did you get champagne? I heard it's like always a champagne sunrise balloon flight or something
I
like that.
I did not get champagne, but it was really good. Maybe I'll just go drink some now after we're done just to celebrate.
Yeah. Yeah. Just rechannel your experience.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it was pretty cool. And like I said, I was scared the whole time, but it was, I guess it was worth it.
Not that I've ever done it, just like my only experience of hot air balloons was being at a dog park, and hot air balloons would land like close by, and every time they made that noise, whether they're going up or down with a hot air balloon, you know, the sound, I guess, with the, I don't know, the fire or the flame getting higher or whatever it is, like dogs would run away at this off-leash park. I'm like, I hate you, hot air balloons. Like, we're looking for dogs all day long because you're going higher or lower. Fly somewhere else, punks. That's my only experience with them.
Well, if you ever get the opportunity, you should do it.
Yeah, I should.
You should.
I should.
Even if you're scared. Like,
is it like, does it happen to be like, I don't know, is it hit and miss with weather? If it's too windy, if it's too cold, if it's too whatever, like, is it really temperamental?
Ooh, I don't even know about that, but it had to have been a perfect morning for us because, well, the sky was blue. I do remember that. And yeah, we didn't really have any problems. So that would have made it so much worse for me.
Yeah, no kidding. You imagine that? Like, you end up in a different time zone. You're like, I hope we get back. It's like when you go out swimming and the current takes you away and you can't see where your towel is.
Can we just go land in this Walmart parking lot, please?
Right? Exactly. Oh, my God. Can you land anywhere, or is it like a designated landing spot?
We landed in a field, and I don't think they knew we were coming, so.
Surprise! What do you have for dinner?
We got out of there pretty quick.
That's cool. That's fun.
It was cool, I will say, but I don't think I'll ever do it again.
Mm-mm. Right, right.
No. So there, that was like way over time for that too. We're really going over our 4 minutes.
Sorry, man.
No, it's okay.
You're in control of the stopwatch. I can't say anything.
No, it's okay. Yeah. I'm not gonna end the conversation when the 4 minutes are up.
Right. Mic's off.
Right. We're done. Okay, so tell me, what are you guys doing this weekend?
Well, tomorrow, because I think that, besides pickleball all the time, because I think that we have turkey dinners too few times of the year. Like, we go October, December, right? Like twice in a 2 month window, 3 month window, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And then never again. So I went to the grocery store today, bought a turkey. My son bought me a little Heineken keg for my birthday a couple months ago. So we're currently chilling the keg, and if I'm sober enough, I will make that turkey tomorrow. Damn it! Yes.
Wow.
How about you guys?
Well, no turkey in our forecast.
No. Oh yeah, you don't like the meat, hey?
No, no. My daughter's in charge of Easter dinner, so she says ham. So it's ham.
I guess ham is the thing, right? Like, ham is associated with like bone-in.
I don't know.
I don't know. Used to go to my aunt and uncle's place for like ham dinners, and they would like suck on the bone after the ham was served and then make soup the next day. I'm like, I am sick for soup day. That is gross. Everyone's chewing on the bones, the rib bones, the ham bones, whatever bones. Are like, hey, you chew on your chicken bone after they give you like a barbecue chicken. They're like, hey, save the bones. We need that for soup later. I'm like,
no,
I am sick.
No.
Yeah, no, yeah, always,
no.
Always. Yeah,
you don't use
I'm sick for
bones
soup day.
That people ate off of.
Well, I guess when you boil it for long enough, if they can poke their minds out that I sucked on the chicken bone, then they ate soup afterwards, God bless them. I can't do it.
Ew.
I know.
So
it's
disgusting.
Awful.
I thought
it's
it was
awful.
Like the bones that were left after you cut the carcass apart.
Right. No. If they didn't say save the bones after you're done sucking on them, then I would think the same thing too. But no, they said that out loud. It's like when I worked at a fish and chip place for a summer job one time at Sauble Beach, Ontario. It was Captain John's Fish and Chips. And the guy said, look, if the lemons come into the kitchen and they don't look sucked on, put them on the next plate out. I'm like, outside of like a DNA kit or like lipstick on the lemon, how the hell am I going to know if they look sucked on? So he's like, lemons are really expensive. I'm like, yeah, but I'm not in the lemon recycling program for you, buddy. Sorry, man. I'm just an employee. Yeah.
It's awful.
Isn't that gross? Oh, that one smells like Chanel number 5. Don't put that one back out. That one's got someone's false teeth still in it. Never mind. Don't take that one.
Oh, I went to a restaurant once and I got just fries. And at the bottom, there was plum sauce. Somebody had chicken nuggets and sauce and fries. And I got the plate. Gross.
What? Yeah. I think it's great. I've been away so much lately. It's just nice to ground yourself for the weekend for 3 days, see some friends, you know, hang out with the family, cook a turkey up, have a couple of drinks. My son is 20 and we still do an Easter egg hunt for him every single year. Like, why break now? Like, why would you ever stop now? You know, if I last until he's 50, we're doing it until he's 50, whatever. You know what I mean? Always do one for the dogs, bring the dogs upstairs and we put like marrow bones down like it's Easter eggs. You know, they don't have a basket. They collect them in their mouth and chomp, chomp like Pac-Man, away they go. And I don't know. It's just all about family and sticking around, and the weather's great right now. So we're going to barbecue some steaks later and have a drink. And, you know, I'm not really into the chocolate part of it, so to speak, but I think just hanging out, it's a great sports weekend. Got the Leaf game starting on Sunday. Got some play, you know, the Blue Jays are back in town and stuff. So I don't know. That's me. How about you?
Oh, well, we started last night with friends out for karaoke, which I don't do often, but it was a blast.
What'd you sing?
We sang Spice Girls and Neil Diamond, and that was it for me on stage, which I rarely do, but it was fun because it was a group. Yeah, so it was nice to get out with friends. And then today, like I said, pajamas all day.
Yeah.
And tomorrow we go to my daughter's house. And the
nice.
Funny thing is, I always get the cabbage rolls and pierogies from the Legion. They always make great stuff.
Right.
And then I get a call from my daughter. She said, "Oh, I got pierogies. So no worries." I went, "Okay, I'll just leave mine in the freezer." So she'll bring pierogies. And then we got another call from my son's fiance, and he says, "Yeah, I got the pierogies for Saturday night."
Oh my God.
And I said, "Okay, what are we eating?" If everybody's bringing pierogies. So we have to, sort out who's bringing what. So it's not like.
So wear your pajamas tomorrow or some kind of stretchy pants because you're going to eat forever. So back to karaoke for 1 second, though. Are you like, because I don't know. I don't have the nerve for that kind of thing. I'm not a very good singer. I try in the shower. But like, do you have to have a drink or two beforehand to, you know,
I don't
settle the
so.
Nerves?
I don't
no?
think so. And there was a gal there that had, you know, a bush jacket on with a hoodie. And a backwards hat, and I like no judging at all. Like you go and you relax, right? She gets up on stage. It was incredible. Her
really?
Voice was amazing. Yeah, and then you get people that just want to feel like a rock star.
I think some people really think they're auditioning for something when they go up there, you know?
Well, when we were in Ireland with our friends Neil and Rachel, we went to a bar. We were touring around the island, and we go to this bar. And it turned out they had karaoke going on. And
yeah.
This guy was on stage, and in his mind, he was a rock star. The sound coming out of him was not the same.
Right.
But you know what? Kudos to anybody that gets on that stage and has a blast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I mean, I'll do it one of these days. It's just not my thing, you know?
Yeah, you got to have fun. That's all there is to it. And if you're not having fun, what's the point?
I really wish I was a good singer. I wish I had your pipes, but I don't. So
you
one of these days,
are Mookie.
I'm gonna buy the bar like 8 rounds of drinks, and then I'm gonna get up there and like be music to their ears.
Buy everybody else the drinks. I think I've heard you singing before.
I don't know. Maybe just back up, or you know, like I'd be like the candy to someone's dolly or whatever. But that's it. I don't think it really started in the karaoke.
There was once a few years back, my brother came, and his name's Tim, and then all the girls got up with him, so we called it Tim and the Timbits.
Maybe I'll do that. Maybe karaoke is my thing.
Maybe you can have some support.
Hey,
you
come on, girls. I'll be Mookie and the Pussycats.
That's
amazing. Happy Easter, man. I hope the Easter Bunny spoils you, silly.
Yeah. Chocolate's going to be fun. Oh, I was just going to add one more thing. You said you
yeah.
always make your son do the Easter egg hunt. One
yep.
year, it was so nice here at Easter that we had all those little bottles you can get at the liquor store because
mm-hmm.
they're all older, old enough to drink, and we hid them in the backyard.
I think the rule should be every time you find one, you chug it. You don't. You can't collect it.
I couldn't do that to my kids.
The warbly overserved Easter egg hunt.
Although that does sound fun, doesn't it?
Hey,
it does
just
sound
make
fun.
Sure you leave your next day free. That's all.
Well, happy Easter to you, Mookie, and to have fun with you're playing so much pickleball these days.
I know. I can barely sit down. My ass hurts so much right now. I'm
love
not even
it.
Kidding you. Yeah.
Here I am in my pajamas still.
I know. As we're playing, my son gets the point. He's like, "I'm happy that ball went in, but it was aiming at you." I'm like, "Okay, all right, awesome, man. Hey, good game. Let's shake hands or not."
Well, you taught him to be competitive, and look at him now.
Well, I always shoot the ball at him because, like, he never gives up on any point. He can hunt anything down. He's so athletic. So I'm
yeah.
like, if you don't make a perfect shot, like, you're not going to get the point. So if I hit it at him where the racket isn't,
yeah.
I have a good chance of getting a point. You know what I'm saying? So in the spirit of winning and being competitive, if I can knock it at pickleball, it's not going to hurt you. It's not like a hard ball or anything. It's a,
right.
it's a wiffle ball, right?
Right.
So, yeah. It was funny because we played Australian doubles today. My wife and my son were playing on the other side, and my wife is at the net. And I'm like, "Oh, that's her." So I kind of like took it easy. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't smash it like it would if my son was at the net.
Right.
And she's like, thank you. Thank you. And then they won the point because she smashed it right back at me. Not at me, but in the court. And I'm like, you're welcome. But if that was him, like, he would have a wiffle ball mark on him right now.
What a competitive bunch.
Yeah. It's fun. Absolutely. And then we have a drink after. He's old enough. He's 20 years old. So he's old enough to drink after, too. So.
Awesome.
Okay, man, we'll have to get you into pickleball, and we'll talk to you in a week or so, hey?
You bet. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.